It's time once again for the Rose Chat Podcast, your source of inspiration and motivation to achieve the rose garden of your dreams. Join award-winning gardeners Chris Van Cleve and Teresa Byington as they explore the world of roses and chat with the world's top rose experts, authors, artists, curators, and more. Here are your hosts, Chris and Teresa.
Well, thank you for joining us for another episode
of the Rose Chat Podcast. Your source of inspiration and motivation. It's time once again for the Rose Chat Podcast. Your source of inspiration and motivation. It's time once again for the...
Well, we seem to be having just a little bit of technical difficulty. That's the theme music to Downton Abbey. And we're excited about our guest tonight, Karen Kemp Dockstetter from Weeks Roses. And she's here to talk about all the new varieties for 2014, plus a scoop about some new roses named for Downton Abbey. Teresa, I'm excited about tonight's guest.
Well, I am too. Karen Kemp Dockstetter is in the virtual studio and will be joining us in just a few moments to talk about a fabulous line of new roses from Weeks. But right now, I want to encourage you to check out our previous podcast on rosechatradio.com. You'll find rose information on everything from growing roses to showing roses, and all the podcasts are absolutely free. You can listen on the go via iTunes and the Stitcher app. Let's take a quick break, and when we come back, Karen will join us to talk about those beautiful new roses from Weeks. Stay with us. There's more Rose Chat Radio coming your way.
It's time to order roses for spring delivery, and S&W Greenhouse has just what you need. From knockouts to hybrid teas, S&W has the best. From Weeks, Star Roses and Plants, and new this year, a beautiful collection of David Austin English roses that are sure to make your garden the envy of the neighborhood. Check them out online at sw-greenhouse.com. Try Haven Brand Soil Conditioners, providing generations of gardeners with a truly all-natural alternative to chemical fertilizers with their line of composted manure and alfalfa teas. Find them online at ManureTea.com.
We are so excited to welcome Karen Kemp Dockstetter, the Sales and Marketing Manager for Weeks Roses. She's here to chat about some beautiful new roses being released for the 2014 growing season. Hey, Karen, welcome to Rose Chat.
Well, hello. It's great to be back.
We're so glad you're back. You know, there's definitely a rose for everyone in this collection that we're going to talk about tonight. And let's begin with a rose named for a very special person, Coretta Scott King. Can you tell us a little about this rose and how it came to be named to honor Mrs. King?
Well, the Coretta Scott King rose, of course, was bred by Christian Bedard, our hybridizer. And I think this is a special rose for him, and that is why he was interested in working with the King Foundation in the selection of this rose. And the rose itself, it's so beautiful in the field. You kind of get almost an ethereal feeling when you see this thing in bloom, because it's not only a touch of color, but it's a gentle touch of color. You have these cream buds that actually like have frost or tips of the coral orange as they open. It's just a beautiful rose.
No wonder it's so beautiful. I noticed that the parents of this rose are Moonstone and Hot Cocoa, and I've never been to a Rose Show Award that I haven't seen those two beauties on the display table. So I'm sure this rose is going to be on awards table very soon, too. Chris, didn't you have an early release of this rose in your garden?
I do. I have two shrubs of this rose that we planted back, I guess, in February or March of this year. And, you know, they reached about 4.5 foot tall in my garden.
Wow.
And they have just put out a spectacular show of blooms. I think we had, you know, typically on a first-year rose, you might get, you know, 2 or 3 bloom cycles. I think this is the 4th bloom cycle for this rose.
Wow.
So it's been extremely hardy in my Zone 8A garden.
That's good to hear. That is really good to hear. I know we were talking earlier before we went on air. What color would you classify this rose?
Well, in here in Alabama, in my garden, it's more of a, I call it a pinkish red. You know, it's a sort of a white rose with these pinkish red tips, and it's just beautiful. Now, we've planted this rose in 3 different locations in Birmingham. One, a big planting of about 15 shrubs at the local botanical garden here, the Birmingham Botanical Garden. And it is a little bit darker down there. And then if you go probably 6 or 7 miles into the city, into downtown Birmingham at Kelly Ingram Park, there are probably 10 or 15 shrubs planted down there. And it's even a darker red in that garden. So kind of varies. What do you think?
Well, we have it classified because we have to classify them in very specific colors as right now is an orange on our availability, but I don't see it anything orange about it. Coral is about as close as I can see it out here in California, where the pink kind of turns to a salmon coral, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, sort of maybe. And, you know, I might have detected some of that on some of the blooms as they fade. But for the most part, I cut them off and share them before they fade on the shrub. So,
right. Yes.
It's hard to get a true coloration, I guess, I don't know.
What about disease resistance on this rose?
Oh, this is a tough one. This is just one tough, you know, it's a very good disease resistance. And the leaves, it's just a wonderful foliage that's a bright, shiny green. And seems to, you know, tough it out through just about anything. It's a very good presentation shrub in the as a foundation plant or as a garden specimen.
Hmm. How would it do in my Zone 5 garden?
It should do very well. It should do very well.
I can definitely recommend it.
Mm-hmm.
It's beautiful. We've had loads of activity on our Facebook page about our giveaway of this rose. And who doesn't want to win a beautiful rose? So how will we go about shipping those roses?
Well, what we would do, our harvest actually begins Tuesday of next week. I mean, we are in utter, complete uproar, and I can't say chaos because it's very well organized at Week's Roses as we begin to rip these beauties out of the field. So as we begin processing any of the winners of the drawing of the contest, we will ship them out to the people at such a time when we'd normally be shipping into that area so they can plant them right into the ground. I'm a big believer if you get a bare root anything, as soon as you get it, you know, and you feel comfortable, especially if it's dormant, you get it in the ground as fast as possible.
Oh, I think that's very good information. And to our listeners, remember the offer ends midnight, November the 3rd. So head over to our Facebook page, like it, and share for your chance to win. Karen, next up, let's talk about Good as Gold. This is a gorgeous deep orange-yellow, and you really don't see that color very often. Tell us about this rose.
This is one of those roses that you can't walk past without stopping, looking at it and checking the tag just because of its unusual color. I do it. When I'm at a trade show, even though I know it's our rose, I have to stop and look at it again. And it is gold. I can't call it orange. It is gold, and maybe, you know, going a little bit to a deep yellow or amber. But it is very bold. It is very catchy. And it's another fun plant for the garden. Also, pretty good disease resistance on this one, too, with a nice fragrance.
I loved reading in your catalog that this rose is a blooming machine. So looks like it would be something that would be one of those that we could share. We'd have so many.
Yes, yes. This is a Tom Carruth, one of his hybridizations. And, I mean, when I see this rose, you know, I kind of think of Tom.
Hmm.
Oh, wow. Yeah, he definitely good as gold, wasn't he?
Yeah. He is still definitely as good as gold.
Yeah, he definitely is. You know, you don't see this color, this particular deep gold color on hybrid teas. You might see them on floribundas and occasionally grandiflores, but sort of unusual to see this vibrant a color on a hybrid tea.
No, you don't. And again, it is a showstopper because as a showstopper, you just don't – You don't get a rose very often that causes you to say, wait a minute, can you stop? And it's not the fragrance that catches you, it is the color, because it is so unusual. And if you look at it, it's a golden beauty and about face, cross.
Hmm.
Oh, my. Yeah, that's great parentage, I tell you.
Karen, the next rose we're going to talk about is You're the One. I'm just crazy about the picture of this rose. It is just gorgeous. Ivory white with a little bit of blush of pink. Tell us a little bit about this one. Oh, I think
we may have lost her. She'll call right back in. Karen Kemp Dockstetter from Weeks Roses is with us this evening, and we've had a bit of technical difficulty here in the studio tonight, but we believe that she'll be rejoining us soon. Now, Teresa, say the name of this rose again.
You're the One.
Now, when I hear that phrase, I think of that song, and maybe you want to sing it for us. Maybe not.
You want me to grow a rose for you, but you would not want me to sing about it.
Yeah. How's that go? You're the one that can scratch my itch. Something like that. Yeah.
Might
That'd
be
pretty
her.
Cool. Yeah. Karen, have you rejoined us?
What happened?
Well,
we
I don't know. We are back with us. We're so glad you rejoined us.
Well, we had breaking in the song over You're the One, but I think we probably need to move on and let you talk about it.
Oh, what? Talk about You're the One?
Yes.
Well, now, You're the One, it's a very special rose. Again, it's a Tom Carruth, and he was always very fond of miniatures and still is. The miniature roses, he just enjoyed, I believe, hybridization on these plants. This is a cross between Santa Claus and Gold Marie. And he just enjoyed this because it actually looks almost an iridescent pink.
Oh, it's just beautiful. And the catalog, I think I read Classic Rose Show Form, so I'm sure this is another one that's destined for the awards table. Would this one be one you'd recommend for the smaller gardens?
Well, the thing about miniature roses is the flowers are miniature, not necessarily the bush. And this is something that that brings controversy all the time because miniature roses in the floral division of our industry, which find their way in florist shops as well as floral areas, you get little table minis that are really miniature roses that aren't going to grow very large or maybe not have longevity in a wide zonal area.
Mm-hmm.
However, these miniature roses are field-grown, pretty full-size bushes with smaller flowers. So they're just a daintier floral version, you know, of their larger brother and sister counterparts, if that makes sense.
It sure does. How about disease resistance for this one?
Disease resistance is fairly good. As with most minis, this one, the disease resistance, we would probably rate it as good. I wouldn't rate it as very good like we do in this case as Coretta Scott King, but I would rate it as very good, you know, as good. More than anything, the bloom on this is fantastic, and it would make a wonderful border garden or, you know, border shrub that you keep pruned really kind of low and along a walkway. It would look very nice.
Wow. You know, it sort of reminds me of another week's a mini introduction called Heartbreaker that was a couple of years ago.
Yes, which, Heartbreaker is another lovely rose.
Yeah, we've had very good luck with it in our garden, and it's that classic hybrid tea bloom, just the little bitty tiny ones, and they're beautiful.
Yeah. Mm,
so pretty. Well, let's move on and talk about the lovely Floribunda, Jump for Joy. And this one has some very popular parents, too.
Yes, now Jump for Joy is a personal favorite with a lot of people inside the company just because of the form and the petal count. And it is a rose that is really worth looking at. It has excellent, you know, potential for a good landscape rose.
Now, wasn't one of the parents of this one Julia Child?
Julia Child crossed with Julia Newmar. Newmar.
Julia Child.
And it is Mhm. And
Julia
it looks like Julia Child in shape in form.
Mhm.
Well, I can tell you, if it has the disease resistance of Julia Child, you've got another winner on your hands. It you can't beat Julia for disease resistance in the garden.
And those glossy leaves.
Very, very glossy leaf, and it has beautiful dark red new growth.
Hmm. Beautiful, very pretty. How tall does this one get?
We call this a medium grower, so we probably see it grow 3.5 to 4 foot high.
Mm,
you know, if you're looking at a national average.
Mm-hmm, good size.
Yeah.
Well, we saved the yellow one for last. Both Chris and I are just crazy about yellow roses, and the Grandiflora. So Lucky is definitely catching my eye, and it's another offspring of Julia Child that are, you know, one of our all-time favorites. So tell us about this one.
Well, Happy Go Lucky, we kind of refer this to as very reminiscent of an English classic, and it's a cross between Strike It Rich and Julia Child, and it is a very pure yellow. It, too, is probably of medium height, very similar to Julia. She has larger roses, as such, with a petal count of around 40. So you get that double ruffled, yellow, deep yellow feel. It looks like a really pretty dress.
And it's very old-fashioned looking from the picture. Is it in person as well?
Absolutely. It looks like an old-fashioned English rose.
What about the fragrance of this one?
The fragrance of this one is a moderate, like a fruity or tea smell. It's very similar to what I call classic rose smell, that, you know, that tea-like smell.
I love that. I love that. Well, Chris, are you drooling over this one?
I am. You know, I've seen this planted. We've got a bed of these planted up in our botanical garden here in Birmingham, and they are awesome. And I even saw it on the show table this year at our local rose show. And people are talking about it. So, you know, there were some folks here in Birmingham got some advanced shrubs of it, and they're just tickled over happy-go-lucky.
I've got to get to Birmingham. That sounds like the most beautiful rose garden. I tell you, You're making me very envious there. I feel like I really am missing something.
Well, we believe you are. It's the Dunn Formal Rose Garden at the Birmingham Botanical Gardens is probably has, I think, 600 or 700 hybrid tea, grandifloras, floribunda roses planted in a very formal setting. And then right behind that formal garden is an old garden rose garden, which has some very unusual galicas and damasks and just incredible roses. And this year we had the treat of we had such crazy weather in the spring, both the old roses and the new roses bloomed at the same time.
Really?
Beautiful.
Yeah. And it was just an incredible display at Mother's Day weekend when we have our annual rose show here for the Birmingham Rose Society. It was just in a spectacular flush of bloom. And you need to come to Birmingham. You stay with us and see my little rose garden, and then I'll take you and show you that one.
I've got to. I've heard so much about the rose garden. You know, what a lovely city and what, you know, a wonderful place to be.
Well, you've got a place to stay, so, you know, you'll have to just get your calendar out and set a date.
Absolutely. I will do that.
Well, Karen, share with us what would be some of your top rose care tips for these roses.
Well, the most important thing, don't be afraid to go out and cut your roses. Cut them for the blossoms and bring them inside. You know, when it comes time to come to fall, it's all right to start trimming them back a bit because you enjoy your last blooms of summer, so to speak. Probably one of the most important things a rose gardener can do this time of year in preparation for winter is make sure all the debris and leaves, et cetera, are raked and pulled away from the bottom of the roses. You know, throw them away, take them to the mulch pile, burn them, whatever you can do, you know, and remulch around your roses, you know, in the fall. It's a time when you kind of take accounting of your rose garden and of all the things that you need to do when it comes, you know, for springtime, when you cut these roses back and give them time to grow again.
Those are very, very good tips. And before we let you go, is there any truth to the rumor that there's to be a line of Downton Abbey roses coming soon?
Oh, yes. We are so excited about the Downton Abbey roses, and we look forward to working with NBC Universal and PBS with this program. The first rose, and it's already been announced, our first rose will be coming out, will be Anna's Promise. And you can imagine what that alludes to. So we're looking
Anna's
forward
Promise.
To it. Anna's. You've heard it right here for the first time. Yes, Promise.
What color is Anna's Promise?
Well, Anna's Promise is a harken back to the About Face days because it is a pink with a bronze reverse. So you have this lovely pink pearlescent type rose with a bronze reverse, and it's an elegant thing. It's a sweet rose for a sweet character, a sweet lady.
That is awesome.
We love hearing that.
Yeah. So
yes.
For all you Downton Abbey fans out there, roses are coming. Stay tuned. There's more on Downton Abbey roses to come. Now, Karen, when these come to market, we want to have you back to talk about it.
Oh, absolutely. We'll talk about it. We'll have some fun giveaways.
Oh, good. When do you expect they'll be ready for market?
They're going to be due on the market full bore in 2015. However, this year you will have some coming out as previews and several mail order, venues. Just go online and start looking for Anna's Promise. By mid-November, you'll start seeing it come up this year.
Well, we look forward to that.
Incredible. Oh, most definitely. You know, I'll be hitting up all my rose friends for a shrub of this beautiful rose, Anna's Promise.
Yes, we will. Well, we sure have a lot to look forward to next spring.
What was that? I'm sorry?
We sure have a lot to look forward to next spring.
Absolutely. We've got so many very lovely roses coming down the pike. We looked at each other at the last marketing meeting, and next year with the other roses that are coming out, we have a pretty lovely display of roses, new roses to add to the collection. Everyone is excited. It's good to have excitement, you know, in the house.
Oh, it sure is. We're excited with you.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
Well, Karen, it's been wonderful to have you, and thanks so much for sharing these lovely roses with us, and we'll just have you back so we can talk more about Downton Abbey roses.
Well, I appreciate it, and by all means, keep in touch with us on Facebook. Starting on Tuesday, we're going to be rip-roaring again with processing, and I hope we have our Facebook up and running so you can see that. Also, Coretta Scott King, if anybody wants to scroll back, we have some beautiful pictures there on the timeline of the memorials that were done in April on her birthday.
That was
Paul Zimmerman's florist. He did a marvelous job with the roses we cut for him.
Wow. Well, we definitely want to check that out, and we'll encourage our listeners to go to the Weeks Roses Facebook page and check out those photos on their timeline. Always great to have Karen on the show, and always great to be able to talk about the wonderful collection of roses, past, present, and future from Weeks. Thanks so much, Karen.
Thank you, Chris. Thank you, Teresa. I love talking with you guys.
Thank you. We'll talk to you soon.
Yes, sir. Bye-bye.
Bye, Karen.
Now, Teresa, I want to tell our listeners about a great new sponsor that we're adding to the Rose Chat Radio family. It's rosemania.com. Now, since 1999, Rosemania has been a one-stop shop for all your rose care needs. From chemicals to safety equipment to garden tools, fertilizers, Rosemania offers top products at some of the best prices around. You know, they even sell bare root roses. Rosemania carries a full line of products to help battle fungal diseases, insects, mites, and without harming the beneficial insects that you actually want to have in your garden. Shipping is always free with orders over $25. And, you know, they've got a staff of consulting rosarians that's available to answer your rose questions. Be sure and visit them online at rosemania.com.
Well, friends, it's hard to believe we're at the end of another broadcast. We'll be back next week with more great news and information from the world of roses. We hope you'll join us. But until next time, happy gardening from your friends at Rose Chat.
Thanks for listening to the Rose Chat Podcast with Chris Van Cleve and Teresa Byington. Hear previous podcasts via our website, rosechatradio.com, or listen to this podcast via iTunes and Stitcher apps. Be sure and give us a 5-star rating and share this show with your social networks. Your friends will thank you. Join us next time for another edition of the Rose Chat. Rose Chat is a production of the Rose Chat Media Group, Birmingham, Alabama.